And Peter has no food, Nate has no food. Yeah. These are all people that all of those folks that have that food.
Okay. Did you have a room in the kitchen, off of the kitchen, where you would keep all canned goods and things like that?
You mean now or older days?
Now, is it?
Oh, well, now, yeah, I got all this here. But people, I don't have much to keep, it's in there, but I have it in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my mother and them, they had a little, like a little house, and they built and put all that stuff in there. They used to have all that stuff.
That was called a safe or a pantry?
Like a pantry. Mm-hmm.
Your father, where was his room where he would store his tools and things like that?
Well, he usually put all his tools under his bed. When you go there and mop, you had to pull up everything and mop under there and then shove it back again there. That's what you had to do. Because if you would leave it out for some night, somebody would have picked it up and take off with it to see if you know anything about it. Then, about, say, then you learn more and more after, you see. So, after that, he had, like I said, he had like a little barn and put all his stuff in there, like his shovel, his rake, and everything else, what he was put together.
What sort of things
were
you keeping?
No, that's all. Just, didn't have nothing else to put there.
Yeah. Years ago, on Monday, women did their...
On Monday, they would have their washing to do.
Okay, and then on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, they would, they would iron, poach coffee. Every week, they would poach coffee. I used to poach coffee too, to help my mother. I can remember 12 years old, I was helping my mother. Then every morning, you had to milk the cow, feed the chicken, and in the hall, that's what you have to do. Rake the yard, you know, when you got cows in the yard, you know what happened, and you got to clean all that. But my daddy mostly had to take care of all that. He used to take care of all that.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
Here comes somebody. Who's that?
Where's your sister? Where's Aloha? Reggie is. From school.
Hello there, how you doing?
Yeah, you're gonna stay here until your what? Yeah, Dash, go and fix her hair, Albert. So you're supposed. Honey just came here. You and Bridget stay here. Oh, okay. Alright. She's ready to happen.
Kids are a lot different today.
Oh, yes. Well, I raised my last one there. That's why I take it so hard. She was a wonderful, wonderful girl. And everybody talk about it. Too. I raised her and never had no trouble. She was 20, she got married 20. And she was a good little worker. And at school, never missed no school. I was working at school, never missed, and makes A's and B's. She went to college, 2 years and a half. It was wonderful. That's why I miss her so much.
She's living up in New Jersey.
She's in New Jersey with her husband. He's from San Antonio, but he was friends today. He's a folk guard. He's making a career out of it. That's all he's saying.
Well, would you have a porch on more than one floor? Or did you see, like, outside there, that's called a what? That's a...
Right there? That's a little porch, yeah. But this was my porch before the storm. That longer.
Covered? What was that? What did you call it, covered?
It was just covered, and then you had...